Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. What we're going to be doing today is looking at the introduction to Elam's notes. These are Sunday school notes that he wrote for the Sunday schools of 1926. And in this introduction, he has a lot to say about the Bible and why we ought to be studying it. Before I get into that introduction, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at the words of this introduction to these International Sunday School lessons prepared for the year 1926. Here is what the man that put these lessons together, here's what he said in his introduction. From different viewpoints, the Bible is the greatest book in the world. Its author is the greatest being in the universe. Its literature is the greatest classic. It contains the safest and best business principles in the world. It teaches sanitary laws which the best physicians have never equaled. The world of fiction has never presented anything so beautiful and impressive and inspiring as its true stories, romances, domestic happiness, heroism, devotion, sacrifice, and victories, or tragedies so fearful. It is the book of God, revealing, as stated above, His wonderful works. It reveals man to himself, his origin, the life he should live, and his destiny. It tells when time began and when it will end. Its supreme purpose in the wisdom and love of God is, however, to reveal the scheme of redemption through Christ. All Scripture, Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Christ is the Son, S-U-N, Son of Righteousness and center of the prophecies and promises of the Bible. For different reasons, all people should study the Bible for the sake of its literature, its business principles, its sanitary laws, its application to all conditions and relationships of life, and above all, to learn and obey the will of God, that they may be saved. One who does not study the Bible is not well educated. If a man with but little education will study and follow all the principles of the Bible, he will become a practical man with good judgment and everyday common and sound sense. The Bible must be studied in order to learn upon what principles God deals with the nations of the earth. Submission to the will of God brings the greatest good to man on earth and salvation in the world to come. The following are some of the passages sowing some of the blessings of studying the Bible and in making it our everyday book. And I want to read some of these passages. We read in the book of Psalms 37, verses 30 and 31. The mouth of the righteous talketh of wisdom, and his tongue speaketh justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. In Isaiah chapter 55, beginning in verse 9 and going through verse 11, we read, For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, and giveth seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. In John chapter 5, and verse 39, Jesus said, Ye search the Scriptures, because ye think that in them ye have eternal life, and these are they that bear witness of me. And then he says in verse 46 and 47 of John chapter 5, For if ye believed Moses, ye would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? In Romans 15 and verse 4, Paul wrote, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and through comfort of the Scriptures, we might have hope. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, Paul wrote to Timothy and said, But abide thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a babe thou hast known the sacred writings which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And in explaining the parable of the sower, Jesus said in Luke chapter 8 and verse 15, And that in the good ground these are such as in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast, and bring forth fruit with patience. The Bible has examples of those who studied the Bible. Let me point you to some of those examples. One of them is 2 Kings chapter 22 and verse 13. This is where Josiah said, Go ye, inquire of Jehovah for me and for the people, and for all Judah concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of Jehovah that is kindled against us, because our father have not hearkened to the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us. And then in the next chapter, 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 through 3, the king sent, now this is King Josiah, the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up to the house of Jehovah, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant which was found in the house of Jehovah. And the king stood by the pillar, and made a covenant before Jehovah, to walk after Jehovah, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes, with all his heart, and with all his soul, and to confirm the words of this covenant that were written in this book, and all the people stood to the covenant. Here is what we learn about the importance of learning what God's will for us is, in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, where it says, When the seventh month was come, the children of Israel were in their cities, And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the broad place that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which Jehovah had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the broad place that was before the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and women, and of those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mathiah, and Shema, and Ananiah, and Uriah, and Hilkiah, and Messiah on his right hand, and on his left hand Padiah, and Mishael, and Malchiel, and Hashem, and Hashbadanah, and Zechariah, and Meshullam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed Jehovah the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with the lifting up of their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshipped Jehovah with their faces to the ground. Also Jeshua, and Bani, and Sherebi, and Jamin, and Akbub, and Shabbatai, and Hodiah, and Messiah, and Kalita, and Azariah, and Josabad, and Hannah, and Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law. And the people stood in their place, and they read in the book and the law distinctly, and gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe of the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto Jehovah your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Neither be ye grieved, for the joy of Jehovah is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat, and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they'd understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together the heads of the fathers' houses of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to give attention to the words of the law. And they found written in the law how that Jehovah had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim it in their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth into the mount and fetch olive branches, and branches of wild olive, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth and brought them and made them booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in the courts of the house of the Lord, and in the broad places of the water gate, and the broad place of the gate of Ephraim. And all the assembly of them were come out again out of captivity, made booths, and dwelt in booths. Since the days of Jeshua the son of Nun until that day, had not the children of Israel done so? And that was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. And they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day was a solemn assembly, according to the ordinance. Did you notice how they heard the words of the law? They kept the words of the law. They did as it was written. They kept things. They did what they did according to the ordinance. All this shows the importance of God's law, and that law is found in God's Word. And God wants us to take heed to do all things whatsoever He has commanded. we need to study God's Word so we'll know what those things are and then do them.